Hello, Audio Boom. Right, I am starting my packing because I'm going to be moving to Folkestone towards the end of January, so all hell is breaking loose. And it's raining and very windy, so thank goodness I'm not going out today. We've got all sorts of weird things I've got to think about, like emptying the fridge and freezer, because I'm not going to have a fridge or freezer where I move to until I buy one. Where I was here, they had one, but not where I moved to, I don't think. So, let battle commence. It's going to be interesting doing all this. I've never really had to do this on my own before, but I shall survive. I'll not let it beat me. It's just putting things in boxes. So I'm starting with the bathroom. I thought there's a lot of stuff I don't use in there can be packed up. The only problem is storing the boxes in a little rabbit hutch like this. We shall find a way. At the moment, I'm having a breaded chicken breast in pita bread. I'm just going to warm this up in the toaster a wee bit, just to warm the bread. And so my meals are going to be a bit strange for a while, I think, because I'm going to be and finishing things up in the freezer. And some of the vegetables and that I'll actually give to the dog. And maybe some of the meat even. But we'll get there. All exciting stuff, really. I've wanted to get out of London for years, and now I've got the opportunity to do so. I've got myself a two-bedroom terraced house with a little garden, which will be lovely. I'm going to sit out in the garden again because although there's a communal garden here, I don't really want to sit out with other people. Yeah, I like my privacy. You know, I'm not an antisocial person, but sometimes you just want to sit with your own thoughts in the garden, and you sit down and someone else comes up and they want to talk. And you don't always want to do that. So, at least I'll have the garden, and also I won't have to traipse down three floors just to do my washing. Because there's no room in here for a washing machine, and I just find it really pain in the bum, to be perfectly honest. You know, I think it's, I don't know, I just find it alien having to go down to a laundry area to do my washing. You know, some people can cope with it. I mean, some people have lived here for about 40 years, but it's just not for me. It really isn't. I like to have everything to hand. I'm also used to space. I mean, yes, I could have applied for a one-bedroom flat here when I moved and gone on the waiting list, but I just think this is an ideal time to get out of London, really. And why am I so crap at cutting pita breads? I can never get a hang of cutting pita breads. I can cut them crossways so they're like in two halves, but I can't cut them lengthways so I can stuff them. And it's a bit frustrating. So I'm having
lunch or whatever. Whatever you want to call it. With mayonnaise. Because I love mayonnaise. It's full fat mayonnaise too. And this stupid pita bread is falling to pieces. Bugger. It's making a right mess now. Yeah, so I am making a start with the packing. I'm doing the bathroom first. Because there's lots of stuff in there that I don't use. No. How many bottles of shampoo can you use at once? One. So all the rest can go and be packed. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to moving. I'll be living on the coast. Lots of lovely sea air. Yeah, there'll be things I'll miss about London. You know, the Freedom Pass and the Underground. Although I won't miss it when it's rush hour. Because that's the time when it gets really packed and I get really frustrated with it. But there'll be the beach and the North Downs
to run the dog on. And lots of nice little shops. Got everything that I really need. If I want to go anywhere bigger, I can get to Canterbury or Dover. Or Ashford. You know, I can even go up to Stratford. Go to Westfield. So, yeah, it's all looking good. It would just be nice to come home to somewhere where it's a slower pace of life, really. And the nice thing is, it only takes 55 minutes to get to London by train. So I can still come up and see people. Or you know, if there's any web accessibility testing, which I sometimes do, I can still do that. So it's not like I'm going to be completely isolated. I'll still be within the reach of London, but I just won't be living in it. And I just think I'll feel a lot happier in myself in the long run. I'll have more space. I'll have a garden. I'll have everything to hand. You know, I don't have to traipse down 3 floors to let the dog out. You know, at the moment it just feels like everything's a big military operation. And I just want things a bit more spontaneous again. So, you know, this is done me for a while, get my head back together. Now it's time to move on. And by the magic of Audio Boom and Twitter and Facebook, you know, I can still keep in touch with people. You know, let them know I am still in the land of the living. And catch up with people on there. And yeah, things like that. So, on with the packing. So, let's go to it. Probably another box or two for the bathroom. And then I'm going to make a start on the kitchen, because there's a load of stuff I've got in the kitchen that I don't use. So that can all be put away. Okay, so I shall press on regardless, and I shall speak to you all again sometime in Audio Boom Land. Bye!